Hello, everybody. Welcome to a brand new episode of Not Aspirational with Hannah Brown. I'm your host, Hannah Brown, and welcome back, everyone. I hope y'all are having a fantastic week so far. I'm super excited for today's guest. Before we get into the episode, really quick, if you don't follow me already on social media, follow me at Hannah A. Brown on Instagram and Twitter, and follow me at Hannah A. Brown Zero on the TikToks. Also, if you're liking the show, do me the utmost favor of heading on over to iTunes and leaving the show a rating and a review. It's super helpful, makes it easier to find, tells people why I'm great, and it would mean a lot to me. Finally, if you can't get enough of me, head on over to patreon.com/notaspirational. And for just $5 a month, you get access to all the bonus episodes. It's like a fun little kiki over there. I'm currently recapping season 2 of Roni, but sometimes I just throw some curveballs in. So check it out, patreon.com/notaspirational. Today's guest is a friend of the pod. She is co-host of the hit podcast Two Judgy Girls and one of the brilliant minds behind the viral Instagram Two Judgy Girls. We have Courtney Frain, a.k.a. Courtney from L.A. We had such a blast chatting. I have wanted to have Courtney on the show forever, and we finally fucking did it. We talked about everything. We mentioned it all. We talked about Mary-Kate and Ashley. We talked about how we both had a crush on Joel Madden at a very specific point in our lives. We talked about the literal horror of Jessica McClintock dresses and wearing them to school dances, along with the intense tanning bed rituals of the early aughts. We talked about folklore. We talked about TikTok drama. We also talked about the nuance of like being a content creator and a podcaster who comments on reality TV, but also like being trolled as we're trolling reality TV, which was a really interesting conversation that I found super refreshing. So I know y'all are going to love it. Also, just a heads up, this episode was pre-recorded. We recorded it a few weeks ago. So if you're hearing a couple things that are like, what, that art, like Potomac already premiered. That's why I took a week off and then wanted to make sure I had Mani on right after the premiere because, you know, she's basically the mayor of Potomac and she got me into it. So just a heads up there. Without further ado, let's get into it. This is my conversation with Courtney Frain. Courtney, thank you so much for being here.
Oh my God, thank you for having me. I'm so excited. I feel like we've been talking about this for years.
Literally forever. Every time I black out an event and I see you, I'm like, you have to come on the show.
And I'm always like, yes, let's do it. And then I think I canceled on you the last time. And then it was because I had like, I don't know what happened. And then we're like, yeah, we should do it. Yeah, we should. And then you're like, also, I'm going to be doing a rebrand. So let's just wait until that happens. Yes. And I'm like, boom, done. Like, let's do it. But like, let's literally put it on the books.
It's on the books. We're here. It's happening. I feel like our friendship hatched at Countess and Friends circa 2009.
That was super fun. That was like these events, I always tell people like, why would you go to that? I'm like, okay, you don't go for the Countess. You go for the ambiance of it all. You go, it's all Bravo people. We're all there for one reason. Yes. Everyone's there to go from 0 to 100 in their drinking abilities. Like we're dancing, we're singing, everybody's having a good time. It's just so much fun.
I always feel like I get too fucked up at any sort of Bravo related event, like the Crappies. Yep. Bye. Yep. Countess and Friends. Bye. Bye. Yeah. I'm like, I'm always worried that I'm like the Sonia of like the podcasting universe, but honestly, like Sonia's iconic. So like, I'll take it.
I mean, look, if you can, you can like stomp on glass, you can like fall over, you can be a tipsy girl if you want. Like she literally created it for you.
Yeah, Sonya did all the work and I'm just like, she passed me the torch inadvertently.
I've never thought that of you, if that makes any difference.
So nice of you. I just like, I'm still, do you ever feel like sometimes you're like still in college where you're like, oh, an open bar, like it's free. And so you like, yes, don't know when to say when.
I tell my friends all the time, like well, also like pre-pandemic, right? Like when we could like go out. But I would be like, I can't go out tonight. And be like, why? I'm like, I don't know how to have one. I don't know how to have one drink. I can't just socially go. Like you, what happens is we go somewhere, someone gets bottled. Like we just keep pouring the wine. And then I regret my life for the next 3 days.
Same. And it's never like a breezy, like Nancy Myers dinner with my gal pals where everyone's just like a little bit buzzed. It's like things always just like take a turn, like a sharp turn.
It starts off that way. And I'm like, wow, we're adults. And then I'm like, oh, we're degenerates. Like, like let's go to the diviest bar that's around the corner from this nice restaurant. And then it's just like lights out.
Yeah. Shots on shots on shots. How are you doing at this point in hashtag quarantine life?
Oh, no, I like hate to admit this. I kind of love it.
Love that. I love that hot take on quarantine life.
I consider myself a social introvert. Mm-hmm. So basically, like, I could be, now granted, I am down, I usually am in LA, I'm in Orange County now, quarantining with my mom and my dog. So mm-hmm. I have like someone to talk to every so often, but I really like being inside, and I'm a tourist. I'm like always looking for excuses to like not go out and not mm-hmm. see people. So this is like Netflix and chill by myself all day long.
You know, when you put it that way, it is like pretty soothing.
Well, how are you doing?
I'm like, I'm a Leo, so I'm like deeply outgoing, and I never realized, I like definitely hit a wall when I'm socializing where I'm like, everyone get the fuck away from me. But it's like, to an extent, I do get my energy from other people. So I have been like, oh my God, I'm so bored. Like, I'm going to just like whack my head against a wall just to feel something, not too dramatic.
Yeah. No, but, I get it.
But I mean, there is like the thing that I find really soothing about this time is that there's been a natural like trimming of the fat where like, you're not talking to all the same people that you were talking to before quarantine began.
But I also think I've started talking to people more than I did before. Like my group of college girlfriends, like we have a group chat and we, you know, there's always a text at least like once a day at some point, but now it's like paragraphs and paragraphs. And I'm like, oh God, I like miss these friendships so much. But then there's other people that I'm like, I don't mind that we haven't talked. I don't mind it.
Yes.
You're like, so right.
What remains, Carol Radswell, are the most important friendships you have, and you now have more time to devote to them.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's also hard too, like if you're not working, like I'm still working. So I feel like I lose so much energy throughout the day because I'm talking to so many people at work, like all day, like I'm on video chat. I'm like, oh, hi, there you are. Oh, hi, there you are. And if anybody's listening, I love you guys. But like, you know what I mean? Like you just think like, so it's like my energy has been sucked, but at the end of the day, just sitting on my couch is like a relief because the day is over. So I think like in that regard, things haven't changed that much. But I think if you have like more time on your hands, you're like, it's like idle hands are the devil's workshop, you know, like you're just like, I need to be around people.
Yeah.
I need to be doing things. Have you developed any new like hobbies since?
Oh my God. When you said that, I immediately thought of like when I used to play The Sims and I would just like Rosebud. And like they had all this money and then like just learn skills all day. Like I've turned
I've never played Sims.
You never played The Sims? Oh my God. In seventh grade.
I've never been like a, it's a computer game, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not kidding. I did not own a computer until I had to for college. And then when college was over until like work gave me one. Like I did not, which is so, I know how ridiculous.
That's very
that
like
is.
Holistic of you. Like I feel like Bronwyn like doesn't have a computer.
Well, no, it just was like when I was like out of college, I was doing hair. So like there was no need, I didn't need to know Excel. I didn't have to do Word documents. I was like cutting people's hair, coloring people's hair. And so then like when I like transitioned back into like corporate life and all that, and they're like, well, you have to use a computer. I'm like, what the hell? Why?
Fun fact, this is what I love about this new format. I always learn something new. I never knew you did hair.
Well, so I have what I like to call a quarter life crisis. So sorry, I'm putting my hair up right now too, because I'm like, okay, we're getting into it. But so like I graduated college, I like worked in PR, I did all that. And then I had my quarter life crisis. I broke up with my boyfriend at the time. I was like, what am I doing with my life at 25? These are the questions you should ask it when you're like that young. Mm-hmm. I was like, I've always loved hair. If I get into this hair college, like into this class, it was like, there's only 25 people allowed in the class, super competitive. I'm like, if I get in, then that means that's like the path I need to take. And I just assumed I wouldn't get in because like, there's people that like register, it's just crazy, right? Like 25 spots. Mm-hmm. And I got in and I was like, oh shit, like, okay, I guess I'm doing it. So I like packed my stuff up. I moved from LA. I went home. I did hair school for a year. Then like the day I graduated, like the next day I moved back to LA, started working.
Whoa.
So it's so weird. And so then I did that for like 5-6 years, did the hair route. And then it just wasn't as stable for me. I don't know if you feel this way in LA, like, and maybe as like a customer for going to hair, mm-hmm. like you're either like super, super loyal to your person or you will jump around and it's fine whoever's open, right?
Yes.
So, like, so the stability of trying to like grow your own business is really tough. Like really hard. I mean, you can even say like in the podcast world too, it's really hard to like grow followers, like develop an audience, like do all these things. And so I just didn't feel like I had the stability, which is then why I went into like, I started working for a hair startup and then like transitioned. So now I'm just like back in corporate and I have like a paycheck every 2 weeks, which is just for my like introvert anxiety is like just helpful.
Yes. Just, oh my God. No, that's
sorry
so
for that like long, like like left-hand turn, right turn, straight.
No, I love that. The more you know, but I agree. I do think like it depends on the person because I have friends who like thrive in like freelance jobs where they're just like getting this gig and that gig and that gig. And I'm like, wow, that sounds so like, I think it looks really cool from afar. But then the idea of like not knowing exactly what you're making is like so anxiety inducing. Totally. Like as a server, I kind of experienced that too because it's like some weeks I'd be like, whoa, I'm rich. And then I would like go out and buy all these things. And then the next week I'd be like, oh, no one
but
came
also,
out to
I
eat.
Feel like as a server though, I mean, obviously not now, right? But like as a server too, you at least had like, you knew that you were going to make a minimum. Like I would always know I'd make a minimum in tips at least. And then like the extra would be like when I'm like splurging and buying things I never needed to. And then I'm like, why do I own an e-bike? You know?
Totally.
Like that. But
yes.
But it felt like as a server, there was still at least stability in knowing I'm going to have 5 shifts a week. I'm going to get like, I will make at least like, I don't know, let's just say like $50 a shift. So I will have like that. I felt like, I feel like server life is more stable than like, okay, I'm going to work, like you said, 3 months on this one and then hope that that turns into something in 3 months. What about the rent? Like, I don't know.
It's so, no, you're right. I'm glad you're in this corporate life though. You're financially stable during these wild times.
I mean, if you read our reviews on our podcast, you wouldn't think so because they think that our parents support us completely and it's really funny to me. But yes, I'm stable and supporting myself. This is great. I'm kind of an adult.
Oh my God. You heard it here first. No, you didn't hear it here first, but that's so fucking annoying. You know, I try not to give trolls power by discussing them.
Yeah.
But I've noticed people leaving me scathing reviews, taking them down like 8 different times, adding another mean thing, putting them back. It's like, and another thing. And I'm like, I know you don't like me. You can just stop listening.
It always makes me laugh too when I'm like, who is forcing you to do this? Like, I need to meet this person because this person clearly has mind control of some sort. I need to learn the tricks.
Yes.
Like, how do you do it? Because like, I am so sorry you're being forced to listen to free content.
I know.
I think everyone is not for everyone. And if you're not for someone, I'm not for someone, it's okay. Like, that's okay. There's plenty of like niche audiences for like what you're looking for. Like do what suits you best, especially at a time of pandemic when you can really like put your Rolodex of what you want in life and what you want to do and how you want to spend your time. Don't spend it with me if you hate me so much. That is a waste of your time. You're not going to be happy ever.
No, it's like a hate listen. Like, do we need to do that right now? There's other shit going on. Put your energy elsewhere, you know?
And it's like the amount of time that you put towards this, oh my God, you could be like solving world issues. You could be doing good. Like, I know we talk shit on like Bravo and like things that are happening and whatnot, but like hopefully it's always in good jest and like fun. It's like when people are like so mean, you're like, oh my God, who hurt you? And I'm so sorry. Like, I literally want to just give you a hug because is something bothering you that much to say something so
totally
evil, right?
It's like, oh, I've triggered you in some way and I don't know how.
And I'm sorry.
Know why.
Like, I feel bad. Like, I feel bad that it's taken you to this level. It's so crazy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's so crazy.
I want to ask if you could listen to we're not going to talk a ton of Bravo, you guys, because I'm fucking exhausted and bored by it. Courtney, I don't want to speak for you, but you know,
it's not the same.
It's not the same. But if you could only listen to one Bravo song for the rest of your life, which one would it be? I know it's a hard question.
It's a really hard question, but I'm really into Feeling Giovanni these days.
Yes.
Like, it's a good dance beat, like Countess Luann. You know, Mary and I have said, like, Countess Luann is like my favorite housewife of all time. Mm-hmm. Like, we've just seen such the ups and downs with her and like a roller coaster of her life, like literally done a full 360 with her, I feel, like from beginning to end. And so like, and her music, and it's just Feeling Giovanni. It's got a good beat. It's not like, you know, you've got your original of like Tardy for the Party that really started it all. But like after a while that like, gets a little messy, you know, you can like tell exactly like where it's starting. You
like,
know,
oh,
like,
here we go again.
Yeah, but Feeling Giovanni, what would you say?
Ooh, I mean, I think that's a great answer. Also, I want to say that my sister her job's been crazy busy during the pandemic. And so she always says, one day at a time, keep it cool and we'll be fine.
That's a great, and then it's like a 3-2-1-1-2-3, what the heck is bothering me?
Yes.
It's like it's her mantra.
Yes.
I love that for her.
I would say, this is kind of like a deep cut. I would say Grow Up by Melania Giudice.
Duh.
100%. I can't wait to grow up. I got plans to grow up. I was listening to that song one day when I was like emotionally raw and I like sobbed. I was like,
it touched you in like a place you weren't expecting.
I just want Melania to be okay. I know she's in a hard life and I just want her to be a happy kid and I want her to grow up and have all the things she wants.
I mean, I think that's a great one because it's like Fetty Wap helped her with that.
Yes.
Like, I mean, she had, you know, big backing on that. I could see, like, I'm not going to buy it, but I would definitely stream a Melania CD. Melania album of the greatest hits.
I would, you know what? This is a crazy thing to say, and I might not always feel this way, but I would like play her to perform that at my wedding. pay her to perform that at my wedding.
Either one, right?
I can't.
If you can't afford her, you'll play her.
I would pay her to perform that at my wedding for sure.
Listen, I think it would be a crowd pleaser though. Like, I think if you did that, like, the whole, everybody would be up. They'd be like, who was the surprise guest? I don't even care. Like, because, you know, only 10 people at that wedding are going to know who she is.
Exactly. But they're going to freak the fuck out.
Yes, exactly. Like, it's a small get, you know,
yes.
Big get for those that small group of people.
What if Gia, like, I could see Gia though, just charging an absurd amount of money for a live performance. I mean, being like, Gia, we're going to negotiate this down.
No.
I mean, not Gia. Fuck. I'm dying. Oh, Melania.
No. Hold on. You want Gia to come too. And she's like, first you were one, then you were two.
You're three, then you're four, now you are five.
Your voice is much better than hers.
Yeah, I like the shake. Melania. Her new nose though. Should we comment on a child's face? I love her new nose.
It makes me sad when people have such complexes, but I also think do whatever makes you happy. Mm-hmm. And so she feels great about it. And she's like so open with it, which is also very refreshing. Like, I feel like comparatively, like when you look at like the Zolciak Biermans, you're like, I've had nothing done.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean though? So I'm like, good for you, Gia. Now, do I like that Joe is exploiting it when he's like, link in bio to know how I feel about Gia's big decisions? Really?
That's fucking weird.
Yeah.
And uncalled for. Yeah. I agree though. I think she was stunning before. I think she's stunning now. You posted, two judgy girls posted that her and Naomi look similar now. And I agree.
I think they have really similar noses now. And granted, Gia's is still like a little swollen and whatnot, but I think they look a lot alike now. They have, it's like a really cute little like button nose.
Yeah.
Like, I think they look great. And, you know, I always thought that their features, like both Naomi and Gia, were like really like striking in a sense of like making them, what's the right word? It's like not making them like look different, but it was like a feature, like a,
I think their original noses like worked for their faces. Like, I still think they looked stunning before. But I also like, I've never had an insecurity like on my face that bothers me like every fucking day. Like, I can totally understand too why they were like, I just don't like this, so I'm going to fix it.
I mean, I keep thinking I need veneers because everybody's getting veneers. And I'm like, oh my God, I have like little cheeklay teeth. Like, I always think like my little square teeth, I'm like, maybe I should like Hillary Duff horse teeth. Like, maybe that's what I need to do. I consider that. And then I think, well, if I did that, would I be like upset that people were talking about it? And I'd be like, probably not.
I feel like you have sheep teeth.
Oh my God, thanks. I just feel like they make me look young. But that's like, you know, we all have our own weird things, so.
No, they're like pearly. But I also like, I've thought about veneers too. But the other thing is like, I would be afraid that it would like break off and my Gollum teeth would be like exposed.
Did you see when that happened to Ashley Graham?
No. Oh, yes.
Like, it off, her teeth fell off. And then she just had that little like nub in there. And I was like. I just was laughing because it was like, she just was like, what the hell? Like, and she was like so honest about it that it really made me laugh.
It was
like,
bone chilling though to see her just smile, thumbs upping her nub tooth.
Exactly. But I just feel all the housewives are getting them now. Like, you know, when people all start, like, the veneers are the new nose job. I feel like when people start doing that, I start thinking, is that what I need? Like, if they all start pinning their ears back, I'd be like, ah, God, I better get my ears pinned back.
I know.
Like, do I need to microblade my eyebrows? Should I do my hairline like Sheena? I don't know.
These I don't even know what fucking microblading is, but I know that it's like a thing that people do now.
It's like basically tattooing your eyebrows so you can get like the shape you want. Or like, I saw that Sheena did her hairline so you could have like straight across.
Wow.
Listen, if you have the money to spend, I guess do what you want with it.
Yeah. Do you remember when the entire cast of Vanderpump Rules did Kybella, like all at the same time?
I'm like, can I get that deal?
Isn't that like, it's like an under the chin, like side of the face moment.
Rand clearly didn't get the deal, but like the rest of the cast did, you know?
Totally. They all look amazing. I was watching season two because I always go back to season two if I need to be like soothed by vintage Bravo. And their facial journeys are really wild, but like they looked great then and they look great now.
We just did a whole rewatch of season one and it was like shocking. Just like the difference. I'm like, oh my gosh, they're so poor at the time. They could, mm-hmm. they were like eating one thing of ramen, like smoking cigarettes like crazy. And it was like, it's so shocking to see them from like then to now once they've gotten money and have been able to like get work and stuff. But
I know.
I thought they were still all like, they were like very beautiful.
Yeah.
Like it's wild.
I have a question about you.
Okay.
Where did you grow up originally?
Orange County. So I grew up in Irvine, cool. which is the number one safest city in the world. No,
really?
In the US at least, actually. Wow. It's the only, I think since like 2013, it's the only city that's had like no fatalities, like, or no police no fatalities from police officers since 2013. It's like the only city.
Wow.
That's a really random fact to know, but yes, it was like very, like I grew up in a 6 mile loop and like we would literally bike everywhere. Like it was so like, I feel like it, like looking back now, it was like Pleasantville.
That's what I was going to ask. It was like mm-hmm. the end of Main Street is just the beginning again.
I mean, literally, it was a loop. There was West Yale Loop, and then there was East Yale Loop. Then they connected, and then there was a North Lake and a South Lake.
Was growing up in Orange County, like, did you grow up watching Laguna Beach being like, that's inaccurate, or like the OC?
No, it was like felt like... So my dad moved to Georgia, to Atlanta, like right when the OC started. So mm-hmm. my parents are divorced. So I'd go visit him and all of like the kids in the neighborhood that I was friendly with. And we would like go hang out and be like, you're from the OC. And like, yeah, but like those shows are like really rich people. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm not that. I wish I was. But yeah. like, I'm not, you know, like the closer to the ocean you go, the richer you are. Mm-hmm. So it was like kind of similar because it was like, yeah, you were wearing Abercrombie and you were like... We would go to like friends that had beach houses and we'd do, but that's clearly like a adaptation of very rich people.
Totally. God, do you remember the time when double layered polos were like the coolest thing you could wear?
Yes. And you would wear them with little jean skirts.
Yes.
Like, oh my gosh. Like I literally everything I owned was Abercrombie, like yellow polo shirts with like the little, and it would have like a
moose.
Like, yeah. It just was. It's like so, and like low rise jeans and
yes, oh hardtail pants, like hardtail yoga
yes,
pants.
Yes, and the rocket dogs. I mean, I really wore rocket dogs to my prom.
Really? Like the clogs? Like the furry ones?
They were just like platform flip flops.
Oh, those ones with like the one strap over them.
Yeah.
It's like really insane how it's all coming back.
It's like wild. I'm like, oh my God, we're now living in a Delia's catalog again.
Yes. It's
I
like
love Delia's.
Me too. Oh my gosh, the Delia's catalog has come up on this podcast before, like recently, because I feel like it was such a formative part of everyone's like upbringing in that yes. time period. It was like, fuck yeah, there's a new Delia's catalog.
Like literally, I can remember. I mean, don't you remember when you were like young and you did like the book fair and you do like Scholastic books yes. and you order books, and then like the Delia's was like the grown up version of like I'm gonna order. It was like. Basically an IKEA clothes for like 90s girls. But I remember yes. circling and like every like holiday or like, you know, whatever you got gifts for, like birthday, Christmas, whatever. I was always circling like, I need to have this. Like, if I don't have this blow up chair to sit in, I am going to be crushed. My parents would be like, we're not spending $50 on that. Oh my God, it's just everything. It's in Delia's in three colors. Like,
and also the other thing too was like, it's not like we had Instagram at the time to be like, look at this cool blow up chair I just got. Like the only way to show off your shit was to like have your friend over after school.
You had to like have a sleepover. And
yeah.
Like, you had to be the house that had the sleepovers, which
yeah.
mine was like rarely that. Sometimes. But like, I felt like we always went to like, where like you could do like bad things, like the houses of like where the parents were like gone or something.
Totally.
I was also like a really good kid and I didn't do anything like that bad, which is... sounds very annoying, but I was always like very scared of my mom.
Same. Oh my God. I was just always afraid of getting in trouble. I totally get that life. What was like junior high like for you?
Well, it's funny. So like my mom used to travel a lot, and I lived, I lived right behind my junior high. So, and then one of my friends lived on the street behind me. So like I would literally, like the bell would ring, I'd hear it from my school, or like my house, I'd run, I'd grab her, we'd like run to middle school. And I can just remember, I was also really young too. So like when all my friends were like 13, 14, I was so, like 1 to 2 years younger than everyone, like super, super young. Mm-hmm. So like when they were like experimenting and trying like alcohol or like smoking a cig, I was like, oh God, no, no, I'm going home. I'm going home. I couldn't do, because I was like, I wasn't at like that age yet where I was like, oh, I can be like a bad girl. Because I was like, I think I'm still a little kid.
That is bizarre. And yeah, it's also like at that age, like 1 year, like makes all the difference in the world.
I mean, this sounds like, sorry, TMI, but it was like all my friends got their period. And then like 2 years later, I was like, guys, guess what?
I was the last one too. And all my friends made fun of me because I freaked out about it.
Like literally, I was like, this is so sad. I was like, oh, cool. You guys have boobs. That's awesome. I hope I get those one day. And then I was like, oh, okay, now I'm a double D, so I beat all of you. And there's no fun in this. And I want no boobs again. You know?
Oh my gosh. Totally. But like, I used to tape down my boobs like Roberta
Christina
now and then.
Christina Ricci, yes.
Yes, because I was just like, I was like, I hate them. And I wanted them so bad. That's such a fucked up. Be careful what you wish for.
I know. I can remember being like, no, 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 no. Why are we going bigger? No, no, no. Oh God, like this sucks. I hate this. I mean, same with like driving a car too. My friends were driving their cars beginning of sophomore year. I literally didn't until May of my junior year. And so by the time I like started driving, everyone's like, great, we've been driving you for 2 years. You can drive us forever. It's like,
ugh,
this sucks.
Like, that does suck. They're like, big whoop, Courtney, you got your license.
Literally, like, they're like, great, we've been waiting. Now drive us to parties. I'm like, okay.
Oh my gosh. It also sucked so much because I feel like in high school, like my friends never understood that like when I was the DD, it wasn't like I'm driving you to, like they thought that it meant I was driving them to like 5 parties in one night. Like they were like, well, the guy I want to make out with is at this one and this other guy's at this one. So it was like, there was one New Year's Eve from hell where I was like a chauffeur basically. Did that ever happen to you?
I mean, yes, they would do that. But we'd also, because we lived on a loop too, I'm telling you, this is like, unless we were going to parties that were like the rival high schools or like outside, like we would literally bike ride. We would bike, like my group, like growing up, this is so stupid. We thought we were so cool, but we were literally called the BRC. We were the bike riding crew. And like, that's how people knew. It's like, oh, here comes the BRC. Like, this is so stupid.
Oh my God, that's so, speaking of now and then.
I know. So like, we would sometimes just bike to parties and then like, it'd be like whoever lived closest to the party, that's just like where we would go for the night. You know, like it just was like, it literally is Pleasantville.
That's like smart though.
Yeah, I mean, you could get a BUI, but like cops weren't looking for that, you know?
Like, yeah, and like you're endangering other people less, like riding your bike if you're buzzed.
We had bike paths. Yeah. Like, so stupid. I hope somebody that's listening to this is from like Woodbridge of Irvine, California, so that they can like completely say absolutely what she's talking about is correct. Because it's like saying that this is like, no, that's a lie. That's not real. I swear it is.
That's so funny. Do you have a favorite outfit from like a school dance in junior high or high school?
Yes, I do. Did you ever wear Jessica McClintock dresses?
Fuck yeah, I did.
So I had this Jessica McClintock dress and I was really tan at the time. We also used to go to like, it was called $3 tan. Like we were, it cost $3 to go in the tanning booth. I don't do tanning booths anymore because, you know, research, but like $3 tan, we would go there like every day after like weather, like whatever sport we were playing, we'd go there. Then so for the dances, I had this like teal tube Jessica McClintock dress, like tight. And then we'd either wear Rocket Dogs or like Jack Purcells. So I got platform Jack Purcells. We like rhinestoned them. And I had like a really cute ponytail that I did. That's like my favorite look ever from one of my dances. I was also skinny. Ugh, RIP.
Oh my God. Yes. That like junior high school, like just like awkward, yes, like lankiness.
Oh God. I see pictures. I'm like, oh, I miss it. What about you? Do you have a favorite?
Oh, do I have a favorite? I really liked my senior prom outfit. Like by then I had gotten together because I was the opposite. I was like very chubby in like junior high school. But then by senior year, I had started exercising. So I was like feeling a little more confident.
Yeah.
A little bit of love that occurred. Yeah. I was like, I wore like a one shoulder, like ruched red or not red. What am I? I literally can't talk today. It's like ruched purple dress that like then like flared out. It had like some tulle under it. It was sort of like an 80s inspired moment. Mm-hmm. I went to the tanning bed like every other day before prom for like a full month. Like I got a month long package. I was not looking around. And then I put on like big earrings and like strappy black heels. And I was like, I'm a celebrity. I like fully thought I was a celebrity.
I look back because I'm like, God, we were so cute then. Just like not a care in the world. Like, I mean, literally like all my friends were like, God, we're so small. Like we're just tiny and like tan. And now
those
we're like,
were the days.
Literally glory days. I miss them. Like just be like, oh, spend like $300 on a prom dress.
Yes. They're going
to, my mom would be like,
time.
She'd be like, why? And then I'd be like, but I'm going to go to a hair school to get my hair done. She's like, oh, so that's where you draw the line on pricing. Like, okay, you'll spend the $300 on like the BCBG or like the Jessica McClintock, but then you're going to go to hair school. I'm like, yeah, that sounds right. And like, we wouldn't borrow each other's dresses because we didn't know you wore that to the last dance. I cannot wear that. Like,
yes. And then the pictures were all on Facebook. And then the next morning you would like get up early with your friends in your pajamas.
I did not have Facebook at that point. Oh my God. I didn't have Facebook until I was a senior in college.
Oh my God. That's like,
yes, I think I'm much older. Now I'm just realizing like I am much older than you.
Oh my, honestly though, like that's truly blessed because like the pressure of knowing that like everyone was going to upload their Facebook albums of like the dance pictures.
Yeah.
The fear of like, did someone get an unflattering one of like me in the background, like talking and like my face doing something weird or like, how does my dress stack up next to everyone else's in the pictures? Like, it's just a whole thing.
I mean, I will say we didn't have Facebook at my college until like senior year. It was out before. So we had like MySpace. So MySpace was like what we did. And I can remember in college people uploading photos to MySpace and feeling that way, but thinking, God, I'm so glad this didn't happen in high school because like, there are stories we still talk about from high school. Like, can you believe that happened? And I'm like, I can't even picture if there's a visual to go with it. Like, thank God. Like that would be so stressful. I mean, I learned a thing about social media for kids now. And I'm like, you have Snapchat where people can do embarrassing things and like you could get like your life ruined on it. It makes me so sad, like of the stress of it, like you were saying.
I know. Also like with like TikTok stars, like I feel like such an old person now because I'm like, you're too young to be wearing that shirt. And they're like 19. but when I was 19, I was like, I'm a woman.
I just remember seeing like there was a TikTok that was like me at 15 and then like kids now at 15. I'm like, they don't have that awkward stage. You're so right.
Yes.
Like I started following my friends like really into TikTok. So there was like some TikTok drama happening like 2 weeks ago with
Charlie Hype House,
and
Sway House. Yes.
And like, do I know what that is? No, but she's like, here, follow this page. It's TikTok Room on Instagram. They'll really help you out. Okay, I started following. I was like, there are too many posts. I still can't keep up. Who is Nessa? What happened with Chase? Like, what is going on? And I'm like, I need a TLDR. Like, who can tell me? And it was like, I had to unfollow. I was like, I'm too old. I don't get it. I'm not hip and happening with the kids. I don't know.
Also, I'm like, how is this not a reality show yet?
Literally put camera, like I always say, give us live feeds of whatever's going on. Like you put live feeds in that Hype House, I guarantee like you could sell that to MTV. They would buy that in a second and be like Big Brother Hype House style.
Yes. It's like, this is what happens when you put a bunch of like stunning 18-year-olds in a house together.
It's the new real world.
It is the new real world. Also, like I'm very fascinated by Addison Rae because like TikTok always shows her to me.
Who is she?
She is like,
I mean, who is she?
What's an Addison Rae? But like her mom has a dark energy to her that I am fascinated by. Like
there's
her
like
mom,
a stage mom vibe, right?
Yeah, it's like an Amy Poehler Mean Girls. Like, look at me and my beautiful daughter, Addison Rae. It's like she's verified on Instagram now. And I'm like,
they started a podcast together.
Yes. And I'm like, you like this too much, Addison Rae's mom. Like, I'm not into it. It freaks me out.
She has to be what? Addison Rae is what, like 19?
Yeah.
So she's probably close to 40, either up or down. I'm not really sure which way. But like, so she's probably like she's still in the prime to like get that Kourtney Kardashian, like that, you know, that style of like, oh, you're 40? Like, and now as we get older too, I feel like, well, 40's not that crazy anymore.
No.
Like it doesn't, when I, like 10 years ago, it seems so old. And now I'm like, oh, I'm like closer to 40 than I am 20. Like,
isn't that wild? It's really sad. It's really wild.
Like when I think about it, I really, Really, I gotta go. No,
just click. You're just done. Just,
wow, you brought me somewhere.
That's a wrap on Courtney. Yeah, it's really crazy though. I agree though. The TikTok stuff. I mean, because I feel like everyone in quarantine's just been bored as fuck. So we're all.
Do you have TikTok?
I do. I had some TikTok videos actually do well, which was like, I understood the dopamine hit of like,
yeah,
because people aren't choosy with their follows on TikTok. Like they just follow. Whereas Instagram, it's like people are selective.
Yeah. You know? I don't have TikTok because I read about, because the old woman in me like read the privacy things that are going on with it and it like freaked me out. And I was, no, I can't have it. And I also was like, I'm never going to make a TikTok. I'm not that creative. Like literally, what do? I post about housewives. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have any of my own content that would actually be good. So I couldn't do it.
That's like the biggest troll of it too, is that like the TikToks that do well, like it has nothing to do with even like the quality of the content. Like Addison Rae can just be like, goo goo gaga, and it'll get like 5 million likes. And I'm like, she didn't fucking do anything. Like
she didn't even work to get that like.
Yes. I literally spent like an hour doing a now and then is the theme of this episode. This is a now and then podcast.
Please send this to me after. I need to watch it. I guess I'll watch TikToks.
Yes. I spent a fucking hour doing a now and then voivoiceover and it got like, no joke, like 5 views. Like, and no one, I don't even think the kids knew what it was fucking from.
I always think that, like, do you ever think like when you're like, now this is the only way I can relate is an Instagram, right? So that's where we basically post. And I think, oh my God, this is going to get such good engagement. Like, I'm like antsy to post it. Like, and yeah. So I post it and I'm like, yes. And then I'm like, the hell? Not one person's liking this. Like, where the hell are the comments? I'm like, you guys don't freaking get it. I'm like, do I delete this and post it like an hour? And then there'll be things that I'm like, okay, I need to post because like we post once a day, whatever. And it like blows up and I'm like, this is bullshit. I did not work that hard for this.
Yeah.
You know? Also, thank you for the likes and the comments. I love it. But it's also like, God damn it. Like, you're like, so hard.
Yes. Like there's no rhyme or reason. You're like, I spent like 3 hours on this and like no one gives a shit.
I did the other day we posted. So it was like from Real Housewives of New York the last week when Sonia's stomping and I put it to music and I just put it in their stories, whatever. And people were like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen. Like, is this funny? Oh my God, is this funny? Like, this is what people think of. I'm like, okay, I'm going to just like download these and like post them, whatever. And then I end up spending all this time trying to like cut it and like line it. And it's, this is a disaster. I hate this. And like, thank God it like went well. But it was like one of those things where I'm like, oh my God, I just like woke up and was like, oh, this would be funny. Whatever, I put no time into it. I'm like, damn it, why is it popular? / I'm glad it's popular, but these are one of the ones I didn't put thought into.
I know. And then it sort of like, then it plants the seed of thought where you're like, why do I try ever? Because it doesn't fucking matter.
Literally. I'm like, should I just not? Like, if I'm just going to put a picture of like, I'm just going to put an appreciation post and be like, I love this person. I'm like, damn it. Yeah, very appreciative and glad people are liking the content. Yes. But you know, sometimes you put more time, like you're now and then. Like I want to give you that 6th view.
Oh my God. Thank you so much. I would really appreciate it. I was like, wow, I did costumes. I did makeup. I did face expressions. Like I was fully into it. I did the scene at the diner when what's her name is like 4 black cows. That'll be something, something boys. And Chrissy's like, we're girls. But it was the earlier or the later part of that scene. But
oh my gosh. Yes. No, I need it. I'm going to post it tomorrow. I don't know. I think I can do that somehow.
Oh my God. Amazing. Thank you.
I'm going to say like when I was on this podcast and we talked about this, watch this. She needs the views.
Oh my God. Send me one of yours that you need more views for, even though I have way less followers than you. And I will share that too.
No, let me just do the favor to you for having me on because this is so much fun.
Oh my God, I know. I'm like looking at the time and I'm like, I never want to stop. Which this is one of my weirdest questions and I love asking people. I get all kinds of weird responses. Which cartoon crush of yours from childhood would you like make out with if you could?
Oh my God, that's a good one. Is it like super clear? Like, I feel like Johnny Bravo.
Because that's a good one.
He's like kind of a fuckboy, mm-hmm. but like, and you know, he's going to be terrible in bed regardless, but there's some sort of swag that you're like, you're never going to call me and I'm going to be okay with it.
Yes.
You know, which is really sad to say where my life lies right now, but I feel like that'd be a good one.
Yeah. Cause then you could like, it's like, he's the kind of guy you like fool around with. And the next day at brunch, you're like, oh my God, let me show you this guy that I hooked up with last night.
Like I will never see him again, but you guys have to see this. Like it's so ridiculous. Who's yours?
Oh my gosh. I mean,
do you just ask this and nobody makes you respond?
No, everyone asks. Everyone's okay. Like, Hannah, who the fuck is yours?
Okay, good.
I, God, I have so many, and a lot of them are like animals, which is like something I'm...
Person voices it though, so...
I know, and they also purposely animate their faces to make them look like people. Like they make their features look like people.
Yeah, why do you
think Nala is like so gorgeous? Like they made her look like a pretty person.
Yeah.
I honestly, I've answered this question plenty of times. Today I'm going to say Robin Hood can get it.
Which Robin Hood?
The when he fox. Was
like... Okay. Okay, that's what I was hoping you were going to say.
He's like British and like, again, like swag. And like, he's kind of a bad boy. Like he robs from the rich to feed the poor. Like he's a bad boy with a heart of gold. And that's kind of like the theme in like all my crushes.
Are you into Taron Egerton at all?
Oh my God, wait.
Is the guy who played Elton John?
I can understand why he's hot, but I like haven't like had like a towards
okay,
him.
Okay, well, he plays a live action version of Robin Hood. And I find him very attractive. And so... I'm like putting your, I've gone three steps ahead, but your Robin Hood, like great choice, Taron Egerton.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, so. Robin Hood's like, I feel like Robin Hood's like hot in general, except I don't like Robin Hood Men in Tights. Like that version did nothing for
me. Yeah, No, I agree.
That's a good answer though. I do feel like Johnny Bravo's the person like you would tell your friends that you hooked up with him and then they'd be like, oh my God, Courtney.
Like it's like I swiped right, I had a drink, then we met up for a drink, right? And I was like, God, this is going nowhere. But like it'd be good for a story.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, are you dating at all in quarantine?
No. Okay. This is like such an excuse, but it's not a priority. I've been just like slammed and busy, like between podcasts and work and blah, blah, blah. And to be honest, like in the beginning, I come up with this idea, like I'm going to go on quarantine days. I'm going to do them like on Instagram Live on Two Judgy Girls. And then just like the logistics of it were a nightmare that I was like, I don't want to have to coordinate times with people. It's just too messy. And then I just haven't done it. I don't want to go on FaceTime dates and I don't want to risk. My mom is like, I'm staying with her and she has like a weak immune system that I'm like, I don't know if it's worth it to meet somebody out to like potentially then like maybe get my mom sick. I don't know. It's just, and that's what I'm using it as an excuse because I hate intimacy and I'll die alone. That's fine.
Oh my God, you're not going to die alone. You're literally going to meet an amazing person probably after this hellscape is over.
Like, I'm weirdly not worried about it because also when 1/1/2021 comes around, it's again 1/1/2020. So like I'm not aging. I'm just like pressing. It's a groundhog's year for me. Like I'm just starting over. It's fine.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't blame you. I think Zoom appointments in general are just like exhausting, like gearing up for like, oh, did you get the link? And oh, okay.
Oh,
and
no, you sorry, go. No, yeah. I'll go. Oh, you go. Yeah. No, we're talking over each other again.
And then doing it with a fucking strange man that you don't know. And you like did your hair and makeup for that. And then you're like, okay, like when can I just like close my computer and like go watch Real Housewives?
Now I will say, I talked to a friend the other day and she was like, I just had the worst FaceTime date. And I was like, tell me more. She's like 10 minutes. I'm like, but that's the positive of it is what if you had to get a drink with him? You might've had to spend an hour or two with him. So the fact that it was over in 10 minutes and he knew you weren't into it, like that's actually a great thing. She's like, okay, that's a very strange way to look at it. But yes, sure, that we didn't have to spend more than 10 minutes together. He was like, I think that's the way to screen all your dates now. You can FaceTime them, see if you like them, see if there's chemistry, and then meet each other. Make sure it's not catfish photo, you know?
Yeah, that's so true. But like, did your friend tell you like how she kept it so short? Like was 10 minutes in, she was just like, I'm not having this.
She said he just was talking the whole time and then would stop and be like, I can't read you. And then she'd be like, I'm just listening to you. And then she like waited at one point for him to ask, like, she's like, I was asking questions and I was waiting for the, and you to like talk. And he never once answered it. And then just kept saying he couldn't read me. So finally he's like, this seems like a little weird. I seriously can't read you. Like, should we hang up? And she's like, sure. Bye. I mean, she's savage. Like I love her. And I was like, oh my God, I probably would have like tried to like make it work. Still. I've been like, oh, I just, you know, listening to a lot about you. If you want to know anything about me, just ask. I'm an open book. But so I love that she just was like, no, he said, let's hang up. And I took him at his word for it. And we did that.
Wow. What an icon.
I know.
Being polite and dating is like, it's so, I'm with you. We're like, you feel all this pressure to be nice because it's like a total stranger. But then it's also like, you don't fucking owe this person anything. Like you're never going to see them again.
Really? Like seriously, you won't. And so, or you might, but whatever. Like they're not, again, when you're like, when you're trimming the fat, that person is not a part of your life. Like out of sight, out of mind.
Out.
Yes.
This is a random question I just added like today. What is your favorite Mary-Kate and Ashley movie and why?
Oh my God. Obviously it's Passport to Paris.
Love.
I'm upset. Like literally I just figured out it's on Hulu. I'm so excited. And it's a great movie, but it's also like really funny. So when I was younger, like in high school, my best friend, like my mom used to travel a lot. And so my best friend and I would like watch each other. Like she would come over to my house and then we would like stay together. And that's also why like I never threw a party. I was always afraid my mom was going to come home. Something was going to happen. So like, I felt like she was trusting me to stay by myself at like 15. So like, I need to like protect our house kind of thing. But we would always randomly somehow, and this is like, we didn't even like really have cell phones at that point either. Like we'd always somehow both come home on the same day. And like would order Domino's and watch Passport to Paris. Oh. So like every couple of months we'd have some weird ESP where I'm like, I'm coming home. I don't feel well. And I'd go home and she'd already be at my house. So we used to like, so it was just like a tradition of ordering Domino's and watching Passport to Paris. So it like holds a special place in my heart.
Oh my God. What a soothing nostalgic memory.
Right? What is yours? Because there's so many good ones.
Honestly, I think it's so tough.
Did you watch New York Minute? I remember watching New York Minute in theaters. Like I went to watch it in theaters because that was a theatrical release. Like
same.
It was horrible, but A Simple Plan, like
oh my God. Yeah, oh my God.
Jared Padalecki.
Taken out of my life, watching you fly away. I never liked you. I thought they were like the coolest.
I loved them. I had a whole pop punk phase. Like I
over the weekend listened to Good Charlotte and I was like, these songs are not good anymore.
Okay. I loved Good Charlotte. Joel has, when he would say, this is, you guys, are people still listening? Cause I feel so bad. I feel like I've just am telling ridiculous stories.
No, I love this.
He used to have this thing on the bottom of his lip. It was like an opposite Elvis. So it was like the snarl on the bottom when he sang.
Hot.
And I just thought it was so sexy. And then one day I saw him in LA. Like, 5 years ago, maybe, because I was working at like a salon like around the corner from, do you know where like Commissary is on Fairfax?
Yes.
So they used to have like a food truck out there. And so I like went and I was going to get like a breakfast sandwich and I look over and there's this guy who's got like a chain and he's in all black and it's like baggy and he's got a hat that's, you know, just tipped a little sideways. And I look, I'm like, oh my God, it's Joel from Good Charlotte. And he looks like fucking shit. Just like, what a change. What a change. But I mean, it's not like, not to like be, and so I just was like, oh my God, like you were my high school. Like I loved you in high school. Like
everything.
I had lifestyles of the rich and famous. Like, oh my God, I'm just now all this reminiscing. I'm like, I'm actually a very big loser, but
no, they were the coolest at the time.
Yes. Don't you, like, my God, I love them so much.
Oh my God. And I loved Blink-182 also.
Oh, of course.
But Joel was definitely the hottest. Like in Fall Out Boy.
Now Benji's hotter.
Also, like they're both with like these amazing ladies. Like
it's so weird to me that Nicole Richie and Cameron Diaz are sister-in-law. It's so weird to me.
I know. Like who would think that those like derpy whiny twins would get like some of the hottest wives in Hollywood?
I mean, honestly, I think about it too. And I'm like, I want to be in that Nicole Richie friend group. Like it's Cameron who brings Drew in. I love Drew.
Yes.
Like you've got like Kate Hudson in there. You've got like Jen Meyer, who's going to give you jewelry. Like yes. Everybody serves a purpose in that group. And I'm like, get me in.
I know. And they're all like chill, rich people, which is like always the vibe I've wanted to achieve is just like, like rich in a really relaxed, like generous, like, whatever.
I mean, I feel like the background of what I'm seeing right now in your house is giving me like kind of that boho chic like vibe right now. So you're on the path.
Oh my God. Thank you so much. I moved in with my boyfriend during this pandemic. It is a high pressure situation, but also I regret nothing.
Wait, okay. Because I was going to ask about what your quarantine dating situation is. And I was like, are we still with the boyfriend? But then I was like, do we put this out here on the pod? I don't know.
No. Well, we're still together. We were planning on moving in together June 1st anyway.
Okay.
But we pretty much started quarantining together like in March because we were like, why wouldn't we?
Right.
And then as June was approaching, we were like, I mean, I guess like we're definitely still doing it. Also because it's like, if I weren't here, like I would be home somewhere with whoever in my family would take me. So like, you know, we're still doing it. And it's honestly
with a boy.
It's pretty chill. I mean, yeah. It's also like, it's easier now that he's back at his office because we're not just like staring at each other all day. But yeah, I mean, it's pretty chill.
I mean, quarantine literally though has been, it's like one of two routes, right? It's like divorce, breakup, or like you're falling in love. You might be getting engaged soon. Like not to put like that thought, you know what I mean? They're like, it has been like, you haven't heard of anyone that's just like, yeah, we're fine. It's like, no, we're like, we've been quarantined together. We just figured we'd move in together. Not, yeah. You know, like, or yeah. It's like, oh my God, we cannot stand each other. And we're breaking up and we're getting a divorce. Like,
yeah. I mean, like, we both are kind of, we're on the same page where we're both like, I'm so fucking bored. I hate this situation. And we're like, I love you, but I'm just fucking bored. Like, because it's unnatural. Like, we're used to like getting nights out with our friends and like being able to like miss each other a little bit. And now
having
it's
having like, a me time, right?
Yeah. Like, and now it's like every night we're just like, so what do you want to watch?
Yeah.
And it's like half the night is just spent scrolling all the apps being like, no, but what do you want to watch?
Yeah.
What do you want to watch?
Like, let's just like aim on like one app that we can go through.
Yes. Like, it's too much.
But that's so exciting for you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, look, you're blushing.
No, it's good. Good. Yeah. We're kind of just like, if we can get through this really insane time, like we're okay.
Well, and then there's like there's the one that's been, I started dating you in quarantine and now we're now we're not separated. And I worry for, those are the couples I worry about because I think you're putting all of your energy into each other because that's all there is. What happens when the real world comes around?
Right.
And that's like, maybe that's a cynic in me, but I just worry like at night you come home to each other because it's just easy. But what happens when you start throwing friends in the mix or
right.
Like life or life events or like, you know, things that it's like, oh shit. Like I was going to go by myself. Like, oh no. Yeah. Come. It'll be fine. And like, does that like mess with your vibe? Like, I don't know.
It's so true. Like the stress of like bringing your like new significant other like into the fold is like, it's a thing. And like, I mean, I don't feel like every significant other necessarily is going to meld with your group of friends. So it is like, you have no way of knowing that when you're quarantined with them. That's a good point.
Yeah. I mean, and it's like tough too, because like, yeah, if your friends don't like them, then they start saying, they're like, oh no, like he's great. Like, yeah. Okay. Great in a good way, or like great and you have to say something nice, like you just start thinking about it and then you're like, oh my God, I regret ever bringing this person around. Like I can't believe I was a quarantine with them. This is so stupid. Like, we're not a match. There's too many factors after already having all that time.
Yeah. It's kind of, you know, bring it back to Passport in Paris. It's like, what happened with their boyfriends after Paris? They started dating in Paris and then they went home eventually. Like, life has to come back eventually.
Right. And whatever cool like name, remember they always used to give themselves like these ridiculous names too. Like Chloe and Riley and Jade and like these names where you're like, oh man, I wish my parents had named me something like that. Like
yes. It's always like hip names like Layla and Gideon. And you're like, you're like, are you Pamela Adlon's like cool children? Like,
yeah, I remember always being like, oh, that's a good one. Like,
yes.
Oh, like, oh, what name is MK? What names are FKNA going to give this time? Like, need to know.
Yes. And every time I would like be like writing like a paper for like a fictional paper for school, I'd like give them like a Mary Kate and Ashley name, like cool, like Willa or like some really chic name like that.
Yes. I was like, oh man, that's like so cool. And then I think I'm like, well, I guess because they're like Mary Kate and Ashley. Like, that's such an 80s name. Courtney is such an 80s name. Like,
I feel like Hannah is like very early 90s.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like five Hannahs in my class.
Are they?
Wow. You're right. 80s names. Ashley and Courtney are like 80s names.
A lot of like N-E-Y's or like E-Y names or like Brittany. Like my group of friends from college is literally Mary, Brittany, Tiffany, Leslie, and Stephanie and Courtney.
Oh my God. That's so cute.
But I mean, like, it's so basic too, right? Like, it's just like, it's so funny. Cause I'm like, oh my God, we literally are all just like these babies of the '80s with all these like little like EY names.
Yeah. It's like, hello, Babysitter's Club.
Have you watched the reboot?
No, wait, but you were saying you liked it, right?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, you haven't?
I
feel like some people on social media are like really loving it.
I'm sure I read the books. I never watched like the original one, but I don't know if I can get into that again.
I really
because
like,
my standard of television is highbrow, okay?
I hear that Outlander is really good.
I've heard that too, and I need to get into it. I need to sit down and watch it because I've heard from so many people how good it is.
Yeah, have you watched Normal People yet?
No, I've been yelled at about that too.
Same.
But that seems like a little dark, right?
I tried watching it. It was just like them in like dark rooms being like mumbling to each other and then like
having
sex.
Well, he got nominated for an Emmy today.
Oh, yeah. You know, Euphoria did too. Sweet, sweet Zendaya.
I love her. She's so deserving of it. That show is so, that also scares me to have children because I'm like, I don't want my kids to be in these sort of situations, especially in like, let's just say 15, 20 years too. Like whenever my kid gets there, like,
I know,
but that show is just so good.
I know. I'm so mad that we like don't know when season two is coming because like I don't binge watch shows often, but that was a show like I literally could not stop watching.
It was every week I was like, that was the first, every Sunday, you know, like they had like all the HBO shows or whatever. Like I love Last Week Tonight. I don't know if you ever watched that one, but it's like usually that's the first show I watch and then I'll watch like Barry or, you know, Veep, whatever was the next show. But it's like Euphoria. I was like, oh, done. Like Euphoria is out. I'm going to watch it now.
It's yes.
So good.
Yes.
And Succession. You watch that.
I haven't gotten into that
one
yet.
Oh, God. That's your next binge. Do not start these other ones.
I'm afraid I'm, like, not smart enough for Succession.
You will be fine. Don't worry.
Season I tried to watch the first, like, two episodes, and I was
season
like...
Season one's really slow for the first few, like, four episodes, I'd say. And then it picks up, and then you're like, holy shit, this is... Like, there are times where I watch them, like, I don't know what just happened. But then, like, somehow something will happen. I'm like, oh, that's what that was. Okay. Like, you can still connect it. It's... so good. And that just got a bunch, like this past season two is like one of the best seasons of television I've ever watched.
Okay. You sold
me. Okay, good. Okay.
I'm in.
Okay. You're going to text me and be like, this show sucks.
No, I honestly like, I feel like such a loser because I really like the theme song, but I don't know anything about the show.
No, I mean, it's basically based off of, is it the Madoff? No. Who runs like, God, he's Australian and it's going to drive me nuts that I cannot think of his name right now. Murdoch.
Oh, okay.
It's based on that family. And shit. So it's it's just, you just have to watch it. It's so good.
Oh my gosh.
It's so dark now. It's just like fucked up family relations, but like also running like a $1 billion company and like, who's going to take over? What's going to happen? Is the dad even going to let anyone take over? He like pitches all of his kids against it. It's wild.
Like, I love stories like that because I'm like, these are the most insane rich people problems that I will literally never have to understand.
Literally exactly that. Like something like at the end of the first season happens and you're like, the hell, how are they going to come back from that? And you're like, oh, they just will. Oh, they just do. Oh, okay.
Oh my like, God. So
like, it's just like, oh, rich people. That's so fun. I would not want to be in this family, but also wouldn't mind the money. But it's like also totally. Like, what's the price you pay for it?
Totally. Oh, scary, scary. I feel like I'm always so late to any TV show. And I actually love it that way because then by the time I'm like, I need someone to talk about this with, everyone's like, oh, welcome to the party. Yeah, let's talk about this.
And you've got all like, I love reading like Vulture. Like I love reading recaps on that about these shows. Like Westworld, I stopped watching Westworld after season two. Mm-hmm. Because it got too much, but like I'd sit there and like read the Vulture article to be like, oh, that's what's happening. Like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So it's like when you can binge it all, then you're like, oh, okay, I'm connecting everything. Oh, I'm reading all of this stuff on it. Oh, I can, if I want like to go into the Reddit forum and see what people said about this and like all the theories that come with them. Oh, okay. It's already there for you because it's already aired.
That's a good point. Okay. I'm in. I'll report back.
You have so much. Please do. I really want you to watch it by tomorrow.
All of it. You can't go to sleep.
I want a 5-paragraph essay with a beginning and a conclusion of the Roy siblings. That's what
great. I will say right away that Kieran's the hottest one, but I might go back on that based on his behavior. Roman.
Logan. Kendall. Kendall's
my best friend's Succession crush too.
Ugh, I just love Kendall.
Oh my God.
And Shiv, the sister, she's got this, like, they all have this, like, BDE about them that you're like, God, you're such a fucking asshole. I'm into it.
It's because they're rich.
Yeah, that's probably why.
Speaking of rich, this kind of goes back to what we were talking about earlier with, like, the Nicole Richie, like, friend group, but who would your celeb bestie be and why?
Oh, that's a good question. Oh my God. I don't know. Who's yours?
Oh my gosh. I like write these questions and I'm like,
I mean, I kind of think that Nicole Richie grew, like, I think Nicole Richie and I think we have like similar personalities and this like sarcastic wit that I feel like she would be somebody that I could like get along with.
Yeah. I think that's like a great celebrity bestie.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're like, I feel like the people I would say would be like too young. Like if you said like Zendaya, like she's too young, but she's so freaking cool.
I literally have said that before too, where I'm like, there's no way she would want to hang out with me, but like, I totally want to hang out with her.
Right. Like if she needs a personal assistant, you need someone older and wiser. Like, sure, sure. I'll do that. And then I become your best friend through that. Like,
totally.
She seems so like, there's so many younger people that I'm like, God, you're like so cool.
I know. I'm like, how are you this self-actualized at the age of 21?
Like Zoe Kravitz. I would love to hang out with her.
Oh my God. She's so, I like would just love to be in the same space as her and just be like, how are you real?
Yeah. Like her and her husband, Carl, like they are so beautiful. It's
so beautiful.
Ridiculous. Like I would love to hang. They'd probably be too cool for me though. Like I could never be an equal.
I feel that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where it's almost like I wouldn't know what to say because I know that nothing I said would be cool enough.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, you just like, if I could just be a fly on the wall,
yes.
And like that's, you know, I can just like be peripheral just to like watch you exist. Like that'd be great.
I would really want to be best friends with like Catherine Hahn because like, since she's a little bit older than me, she could just like kind of be like a mentor slash like maternal figure slash like cool big sister vibe all
like
in
that.
One human. And I feel like she would have good like stories.
Yeah. I could do like if we're going like older, like this is going like much older. I feel like Julia Louis-Dreyfus would be like a really fun best friend.
Yes. Oh
like
my God. Yes.
Like, I feel like she'd be somebody that you could like just have wine with on like a Friday night, sit on like her porch and just have like the best time.
Oh my gosh, yes. I also feel like I would want to be friends with Chelsea Handler.
I'm not sure. I think she's too much for me. But I could see, like, she'd always keep you entertained. Did you watch her like, four-part special on Netflix when she did, like, that weed dinner?
Yes, Chelsea does.
Yes. I thought that was, like, I was like, oh, like, I would want to, like, hang out in, like, this kind of group. Like, I'd want to hang out with Chelsea in a group.
Yes, with, like, some buffers.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yes. Jennifer Aniston, you can come. Like, you know?
Yes, yes.
All these people where I don't feel like it's, like, so one-on-one, but I could be friends with her in a peripheral group.
There's like truly nothing worse than like when you're making a new friend and you're like, okay, like let's go to lunch. And then you sit there and you're like, and it's like your friend with the Zoom date or the FaceTime date where it's like after 10 minutes, you're like, I just want to leave. This isn't like.
Wait, I find that like very hard for you to not like have a conversation. Like you're very like inquisitive and like you're like so easy to talk to. I find it very hard that you'd have that issue.
That's so nice of you. I mean, I like low key, high key have like social anxiety. So maybe I think it's just like, I think in making new friends, it's just the one-on-one pressure of like, I don't really know this. It like feels like a first date, even though it's just like a friend date. You know what I mean?
Making friends is really, really, really hard. You're so vulnerable. Like,
yes.
I think that's what you mean with that social, like you're vulnerable. You're like putting yourself out there. Like, does this person like me? Like,
yeah,
I think it's almost worse than dating, honestly.
Yes.
Because you're like, I can just like show a guy my boobs and like I win and you know, like, okay, like now we're fine. But like when you're making friends, it's so freaking hard to like, you're just like, I don't know if this person's going to like me. And then like, if I like them and they don't like me, then like, is it weird? Or like they like me and I don't
yes.
I think making new friends as an adult is like, that's one of my biggest fears about moving somewhere else is like having to start over with friendships, like all these things, because like I'm obsessed with all of my friends and to think that like I'd have to do it all again. I don't think I could.
No. And it's also like, let's say like to your point, like let's say you get close with somebody and you're like, oh my gosh, I love my new friend. And like, you're kind of more into the friendship than they are. And then you like divulge some secret and then you don't know until later that like they told everyone. Like it's kind of like trial and error when you're making a new friend too, where you're like, I'm going to choose to trust this person because I'm getting a good vibe. But like, you can be wrong.
Yeah. I mean, well, it's like, I always like laugh with Mary because she always thinks she's like a really good judge of character. And I'm like, I think maybe like in life you are, but like, I can just remember too, like when we were like friends and like meeting a new person in college and being like, nah, that's not a good person. I'm like, what? That's a great person. And I'm like,
yeah.
Shit, you were right. Like, you know,
yeah.
Like, like this where you're like, like I tried and it just like didn't work. And you're just like, when you're like looking for friends, have you ever done like Bumble BFF or anything?
No, I've always been afraid.
Same. But I just think like when you're meeting people, like there's no, unless you're like doing something specific like that, there's no like, what am I looking for in a friend? Like you're just hoping like when you meet someone like, oh, like, right. Your boyfriend introduces you to someone like, oh, you should meet so-and-so. Like you guys would hit it off. And I'm like, why would we hit it off? Like what is about my personality you think we would like hit it off with? Because I need to know in that regard so that like I have something and they're like, no, I don't. And I feel like guys are the worst too. They're like, no, you guys are just like You're like the same, but like different, but like the same. You're like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. How are we connecting? Oh God, they put a pressure that I think I'm going to be friends with them now. Like,
well, there's a reason that I feel like all the new friends I've made in adulthood are Bravo fans too. Cause it's like, once you have Bravo to bond over, you can at least like expand. You can like quote Roni for like an entire coffee date and be like, oh my God, we're friends now. Where, you know, whereas yes. like if you don't have like if I don't have pop culture in common with someone, it's like really hard for me to feel comfortable like talking about literally anything.
I agree. I think that, well, and I think in general, pop culture is such an easy thing to connect on, and not to say like in the negative sense of like low hanging fruit, but it's something mm-hmm. that's really easy for people to like, because even if you say like, oh my God, so do you like Timothy Chalamet? And they're like, who the hell is that? And you're like, oh, let me tell you. And then you can either yes. tell if they're going to like accept it or not. And then you can feel like, okay, we're not going to connect because like, you're not even open to or things like that. And I know that sounds stupid, but I think like,
no,
oh, no, let me like quote unquote, teach you something. You teach me something. Let's build a foundation from.
Yes. You're like, let me show you Chloe Fineman's impression of Timothy Chalamet. And like, oh, you God. Will laugh your ass off. Have you seen it?
I'm obsessed with Chloe Fineman. So I like loved her because she's from the Groundlings. And so like I started following her. And then when she got on SNL, like, again, I don't know her. I just was yeah. like following her. I felt like yeah. it was such a win for me and my friends. Like, oh my God, you guys, Chloe is on SNL. And like, I saw that. Like, we don't even know her, but it's just, we've been watching these impressions on Instagram for like so long. And like, we've seen her and shit. Like, it's just so exciting for Chloe. I'm like,
yes.
I don't know her.
She tagged her like, love you girls. So proud of you.
I think I literally, I'm like a really creepy person on Instagram. Like I'll comment on people on celebs Instagram. I'm pretty sure I commented Same. So proud of you. Like, oh I God. Don't know her.
But it's okay. I think that's nice. Cause I do that too. I'm like, OMG, LOL. You're so funny.
But yes, I feel like they need to have, like, they put it up there for praise.
Yes.
So I'm going to give it to them.
Because like going back to earlier, it's like they want the views, they want the likes, the same way you and I want the views and the likes.
Yeah, they're just way more talented impressions than I am. So like I got to let them know, I think this is really funny.
Yeah, she's so gifted. Yeah. I do want to ask you too, do you have a revenge fantasy? And if so, what is it?
Oh God, I mean, a fantasy, sure. Is it always like relating to like, I just want to be like super hot and deny an ex?
No, like, that's an amazing revenge fantasy.
I always have like, I'm like very much, which is like hard to believe, but like when I date someone, like, or if we like break up or like something bad happens, like I never will say something to their face, like evil. Mm-hmm. Like I just like very, I keep it like very just like straight across the line. And then I'll like tell my friends, like, he's a dick, like fuck this guy, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But like he can hear it from them, like, oh, I didn't say that. Like I will just never say something I can never take back to someone. Mm-hmm. So like in my mind, my revenge is always like I say something, like I say it to them. I tell them like how much of a dick they are and like I hope that they never end up happy and blah, blah, blah. But when we're like, you know, if we end things, I'm like, I understand. You know, not everything works out. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, so my revenge would always be to be like that.
To just like let it all out.
Yes. Like be very cathartic and like care about me more than like caring about like them and that whole thing.
Yeah. Cause it's also like that's like very chic of you because I've definitely just like been the crazy bitch who's like flown off the handle before and like.
But how good does it feel though?
Pretty good. I mean, like, right? There was literally one guy who I used to hook up with who, like, body shamed me because I didn't have, like, a perfect wax all the time. And I was like, do you want to Venmo me for that shit? Because it's expensive.
Also, like, I have to figure that he, like, had, like, he was not perfect.
No, he was a terrible person, like, a full-on, like, sociopath. And, like, the last time we ever hung out, I literally, like, got to his place. He started being rude immediately. And I, like, was like, I don't ever want to see or talk to you again. And then I was on my way out and I turned around and I was like, die in a fire. And then I slammed the door.
That's amazing though. That is like a movie, like that is a movie ending. You know what I mean? Like,
yes. And then like, sure enough, like 2 months later, he's like, hey, long time no talk, stranger. I completely understand if you never want to see or talk to me again. But like, if you do, like I'm here. I'm like, why the fuck? Like, do you think I hate myself? Because I did like the entire time.
But you took the power then. And yeah. That's what happened when you slammed that door. And then you didn't text him after to say sorry or whatever. You kept the power. And then he's like, oh shit. Like, yeah. I had it the whole time, and now she has it.
Yeah, like, what's Ugh. Done is fucking done.
That
but yeah.
sounds lovely.
Yeah, I think it's, like, it's you also have to weigh, like, do I mean this? Because, like, I don't ever want to have to, I don't ever want to feel like I have to apologize for this. And I feel like if a person, like, pushes you to a point of, like, no return, you're like, fuck it, I don't care what I say. Like, you're terrible.
Yeah, you know? No, and that's why I'm like, I never want to say anything that can somehow be used against me because I said it in a fit of rage. And then that always hangs over, like, remember the one, like, it gets brought, like, remember the one time you said, I'm like, oh my God, did we not move past it?
Yeah.
Have we not moved past it? Like, come on. So that's why I'm always like, okay, you know.
Yeah, you're like, I've watched enough Bravo to know that people can hold shit over your head. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you're going to do this in season 3. See you in season 5 when you bring it back, you know? Yeah,
exactly. See you at the reunion.
Yeah, exactly. Like, is that like what's happened subconsciously? I think it's like Bravo's incepted my mind and I'm like, don't do it. They'll come back for you.
I'm always so hyper paranoid. I'm like, what manila envelope is someone like preparing on me of like, Hannah, like, here's how terrible you are.
What text have I sent at some point? They're going to print it out and they're going to give it to Ken Todd to magnifying glass and read, you know?
Totally. But it's also like, you know, as a content creator, we have our opinions about Bravo and it's like, it's okay.
But my favorite thing about it too is like, and I think like what makes like, you great. What makes like all these like Bravo podcasters great? Like what I think makes us great is like, we're just an opinion. Like I never am like, I am the end all be all of a Bravo. Like I like to think that I maybe represent a majority of what people think, but if I don't, like, that's okay. Like Mary probably represents, it's like we're just like all like normal people,
right?
Who have like normal lives who watch Bravo and just like happen to want to hear the sound of our own voices.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
Like that where it's like, we're not the sale. Like when people are like, I can't believe you would say this. I'm like, I am literally just one random human being who like somehow accidentally built a platform and I don't know how it happened, but here we are.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, do not put me as a Bravo gospel. I am not. Like if you want the Bravo gospel, you go to the Bravo stars, you go to Bravo TV. Like I'm just someone who like has fun on their free time, like talking about this, you know?
Right. I know. It's also like, I don't owe these cast members anything. Like, yes, I'm a human being and I don't want to say anything that's like so fucked up that it would like really like make someone feel terrible. Like I'm not trying to be a bully, but it's also like when you put yourself out there on a reality show, like the whole point is that you're acting ridiculous and like we're laughing at you, maybe with you, I don't know, but like you're putting shit out there for us to make an opinion about.
For sure. And I think I've also like, as this is like, we've been doing this for like 3 years now. So like, I think as I like thought about like where we came from in the beginning, it's like we've evolved so much too, because I think it is realizing, right? Like in the beginning, we'd be like, now, do I still say fuck this person? And I hate this person like should go, like, sure. But I think in like, it's like a warrant, like not warranted. That's not even the right word. I just think I've like evolved a lot more from like, I feel like in the beginning, we're like, do we body shame people? Are we like talking about people's looks? And now I'm like, God, there's so many other things to talk about why this person is terrible.
Right.
You know, like about instead of things they can't change, like there's things I want to change about myself, like going all circling back to the beginning of this, you know, like that I think it's just like, yeah, some people are awful and we're just having fun in it. Like, so I hope that people like always don't take it so offensively. And I don't know how they do. Like, cause I get like, sometimes like, this is why I can't read our reviews, right? Like people will write really mean things and I'm like, oh my God, like somebody thinks that about me. And I think to that, like on this scale of a reality star, when something like, I think like right now, like everyone can't stand Lisa Rinna, or maybe some people can, I don't know, but you know, like she's getting all this backlash.
Mm-hmm.
It must be like, it can like drive you mad, especially being inside and like quarantine and this whole thing. You don't have like these like outlets, like, ugh.
Yeah.
But they also sign up for it, right? So it's like there's always this push and pull.
Like they're making money off of both their fans and the people who like fucking hate them. Like I feel like you kind of have to be polarizing to be a good reality TV star.
100%.
So you have to take the good with the bad. But I so agree with you. It's like as I'm trying to build my own platform, I, you know, now that, because I think when you start a podcast, you're like two people are listening. It's like my sister and my best friend.
Yeah.
And then when
like
more
me
people
and Mary are the only ones listening to us talking. Like, and then I dropped off because I never want to hear my voice on radio after I've heard it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then suddenly you're like, oh shit, a lot of people are listening. And like now I'm getting trolls the way I'm potentially trolling someone on this network. And so I do feel like you inherently get a little bit more gentle or like nicer because you're like, oh, well, I have basic human empathy and I don't want to say something that's so fucking terrible that like it sends this person into like,
it's almost like it happens to you and you're like, oh shit. Okay.
Yeah, you're like, oh, never mind. Yeah. Never mind. I also want to ask, do you have a hype up song? And if so, what is it?
Oh, do I have a hype up song? Okay. So I don't have a current one, but I did have one for a while and it's so ridiculous. All That Jazz from Chicago.
That's a great hype up song.
I love that musical, not because Erica or Lisa have been in it. I just I love Broadway and show tunes get me going. Something that I can belt really loud, even though I can't sing, but I'm Catherine Zeta-Jones, when she was singing, I had downloaded that CD. I had burned it. I would play that in between Good Charlotte. I'd play all that jazz. I love that song.
I love it. I honestly, the more we talk, the more I'm Courtney, we have a lot in common because I was totally into whiny white boy music and musicals, Wicked, Chicago, give me the classics. Yes. I would get hyped up to The Wizard and I.
Oh yeah. Anytime I go to New York, I gotta catch a show. Oh, I gotta watch a show. I gotta go. I went and saw last summer, my sister and I went to Moulin Rouge, which is just a jukebox musical. So they're, they're taking all pop. And we were that's the best thing we've ever seen. We could just listen to it on a CD because it's all songs from, top 40. But there's something about just watching that and oh my God, it's just show tunes are just, yeah, they're the best. I think because I always thought God, I would love to be on Broadway, but I can't sing and I cannot dance. So there's actually no space for me on Broadway unless I'm a stage person, but.
That's how I feel too.
Yeah.
But it's fun when you listen to it to imagine yourself in the spangly costume and doing the choreography and getting lifted up and thrown around and flipped.
Yeah.
In the song when she's cause in the stratosphere, lifting up with her fucking arm.
Oh,
and her.
Yes.
I'm
oh my God, yes.
It's so epic. Honestly, it's so epic.
Wait, have you listened to the new Taylor album?
Yes. What do you feel about it?
I'm obsessed with it.
I wasn't obsessed with it the first listen through. I was I feel gaslit by everyone. I don't love this as much as everyone because I also am a Reputation stan because that whole album's banger, banger, banger. Yeah. And this is more gentle and pretty. But then I was listening to it today when I was getting some work done and I was oh, I'm having a really lovely day right now. I'm having a vibey moment with myself.
I mean, I know she worked with Aaron from The National and so I feel, and Justin from Bon Iver. So I feel a lot of that presence throughout the album, which is almost kind of putting my two favorite things together, right? Of this indie, just chill music. And then oh, but I also love pop, but I, I don't listen to the radio. My favorite bands I'd say were LCD Sound System and Radiohead. Those are my top two favorite bands. So whenever something gives me just a piece of that, I'm okay, I'm in. Okay, Taylor, this is the album we're doing. For sure, I'm in.
Totally. It's also just nice to listen to music right now, especially because things are so tense and stressful, in the world and especially in our country. It's nice to just listen to an album that is just pretty and nice and sort of takes you away a little bit.
It's a quarantine album. It's something I want to listen to by myself, in the dark. Totally. I want to just put a blanket on and turn my AC up and just listen to it.
Yes. My best friend listened to it after drinking an entire bottle of wine to himself, which not that much wine, no judgment, but he was just wow, this took me on an emotional ride that I really enjoyed.
Literally I'm oh my God, I feel that. Yep. Okay. I'm in my feelings. Okay. Nobody just don't talk to me because I have to listen to it one more time through. I came up to LA last weekend and I talked to some friends. I was okay, let's grab one drink. And I was please everybody prepare bullet points of what you like about the Taylor album. Which song is your favorite? And if you were going to take maybe a song off the last album, what would you put on it from this, into this album? I very much think It's Nice to Have a Friend could be on this album too. You're can we maybe also just catch up? Oh, sure. Okay. But also, can we talk about this? Please.
I fully agree with what you just said too. It's Nice to Have a Friend totally could have been on Folklore.
Right? Yeah. I mean,
totally right. My last question for you, Courtney Crane, is thank you so much for being here, by the way. Thank you so much for your time. This has been such a joy.
This is love. I'm also horrible because I will continue a conversation. People are okay, enough. And I'm no, but.
No, same. Okay. But I'm it's getting late. I don't want to take up more of your time. But my last question is, what is something considered aspirational that you don't have yet, but you want?
Ooh. I want to own a house.
Love
is that.
That.
Does that count in that?
Yes.
That's my goal. And literally this whole quarantine, I've been having this conversation with myself of, if I don't go back into the office until next year, do I give up my lease? Do I move in with my mom permanently and save money? I want to have a house. I want one of those McMansions that are everywhere. Mm-hmm. I cannot afford that now, but I just want to put my name on something, mm-hmm. I think that's like my goal. It's like, I feel like I'd feel like very proud to own a home of some sort. And let's be honest, it'll be a 2-bedroom condo, but like, that's also fine, you know?
Yeah. But like owning something and knowing that you don't have to like answer to anybody, that is like a very empowering feeling.
Yes. And like, obviously no floods and nothing bad will ever happen inside it because I'll have to pay it myself. But you know, like, it's just, I think like, that's like my goal, like, is to own.
Yeah. That's great.
What's yours?
Honestly, what I really want is like a closet / like vanity girly hangout room with like all the basic bitch tropes of like a pink neon light and like banana leaf wallpaper and like all that basic bullshit. I want it all. And I want a fuck ton of clothes and shoes.
I want like a Rent the Runway in my closet. Like, I totally agree with that. Like, I want, I have a very hard time understanding, like, I bought a bathing suit and it was like cost me like $120, and I was like, the hell. And obviously $120 bathing suit fits better than like $30 when you're like trying to like, you know, suck in on some different places. Totally. But I remember just thinking, wow, I'm like complaining about $120 and yet I'm like, oh, I love a Gucci like shirt or shoes or something. And I'm like, that's like starting price is like $700. And I'm like, I don't know if I can spend $120. Like,
yes.
I love all that.
Oh my
God.
I
would love to not have, like, I think aspiration, I would love to like not have to like legitimately worry about money.
Yeah.
Right.
I've been talking to like friends of mine who are making a lot more now than they were like before unemployment. And they're like, it feels so nice to just like buy a thing and like not have to overthink like, oh God, am I going to overdraw on this? Like, it's so nice. It's so soothing.
Yeah. And it's just, there's something about like being able to like spend and not be like, okay, well, or if I buy this, like, is this going to take away, like, okay, do I buy this or do I buy this? Because I can only buy one big ticket item right now. And I want to be like, I'm really going to buy them both. Like, I don't care.
Yes. Like Bethany Frankel on a vacation, just like shoving clothing into her suitcase that she bought on the trip.
Exactly. Like, I would, that to like just not have to care about it. So any eligible bachelors are listening and they like kind of funny, kind of chubby girls, like, give me a call.
I truly can't wait to see who you end up with because I know he's going to be great.
Oh God. He's freaking better.
Has to be on your level. Better. He has to be funny and like cool.
I hope so.
Like down to hang.
Yeah. And like probably like he needs to be like an alpha in the relationship, but like a beta when we're together, if that makes sense. Like, I have a loud personality. So like, I need him to be either or meet me there, you know, and like we work together.
Yeah. I feel like, and this is like, not to make it about me, not to be like a Sheena.
No, please.
But,
no, please.
But like an alpha, but with a chill energy so that like you still get to like kind of be the star, be the funny, like gregarious one in the relationship. But he's an alpha in that he like is chill and mellow and just like, oh, Courtney, you're so beautiful. And
he like still like wants to take care. And like when I say, I don't know where I want to eat, he's like, don't worry, I'm going to make a decision. I already picked this place. I made a reservation. Like, I love a man that takes control, but also is like not in his ego to understand that like we can both be at the top together.
Yes. Like there's no like power trippy, like mind fucky bullshit. It's just like you're a power couple. He has his hand on the small of your back, leading you towards the table, like ready to go.
Please. And like, it's to the open bar first and then to the table.
I love that. That's when you'll really know. Like, that's when you'll know that he's a keeper.
Exactly.
Courtney, this was such a joy. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. And I'm sorry, I literally talk all the time. So I feel like this is like a podcast that I was like, let me talk about me the whole time. And then you can have like you can have 10 seconds to interject.
Like, no, that's what this is. This is like, it's so exciting to do this new format because I just feel like, especially a lot of my guests are like people with like Bravo podcasts and everyone's so like great and dynamic and funny. But I'm just like, who's the person behind the pod?
Okay, well, let me ask you this question before we end. Like, how do you feel about your rebrand? Like, are you just like, do you love it? Like, how's everything been going with it?
I like the rebrand because I feel like when I first did a podcast, I really was just like, this is a cute pun and this is what I'm going to do. And I really had no idea like what I was doing or what I wanted to talk about. And now I feel like under this umbrella, I feel a little more like free to do what I want. But honestly, like, everything's uncertain right now. Like, I'm kind of bored of Bravo, like I was saying, and I don't know that I want to continue to be a recap podcast. So I'm just like, we'll see. I also think it's just so exciting to get people, like, because like I feel like everyone has something exciting to say, and like even having like friends of mine on who like I haven't had on before and just like letting them like talk about shit about themselves. Like it's just so, I just think it's inherently interesting to learn for about sure. people, you know?
For sure. I totally agree. I mean, and everyone will say it's the best podcast because they got to talk about themselves, you know?
Everyone has a great time. Everyone gets to talk about which cartoon they want to make out with or fuck, you know, choose your own adventure. Like, I don't know how anyone's losing in this scenario, including my listeners, including the person who's left me the same shitty review in different iterations eight different times.
My fair part is, though, is like, you know they care, right? The opposite of, like, like you don't want them to like love you or be indifferent. Like hate is what you, if they're not going to love you, you don't want it to be indifferent, right? Like make sure you just really show that hate because that means you're still listening. And you know what? I got one more view on my podcast.
Yeah. Thank you for the download. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
Courtney, where can my listeners find you?
So we are at Two Judgy Girls on Instagram, on Twitter, which I don't tweet. I just like figured out Twitter though. And I'm very excited about it.
Yes.
I know. I'm like 14 years too late, but whatever. Besides the point. And then we are on any like podcast platform that you can find. We're Two Judgy Girls and we're recapping Bravo shows and basically just saying how much we dislike everyone right now. Because like you said, it's a lot. But with Potomac coming back, it's a changed thing, I think. Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Oh, fingers fucking crossed. Yeah, y'all give Two Judgy Girls a follow. Check out their podcast. Courtney, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. Seriously, this was such a good time. So thank you for having me.
Oh my God, thank you. And we'll see y'all soon. Bye.